We have been considering during the preceding days of this week the divine work of the creation. We began with the Sunday, whereon light was called forth from nothingness, and in this we recognized a type of the mystery of the resurrection. For our Jesus, the uncreated light, was to rise from his grave on that same day of the week. This is Saturday, the seventh day, the day whereon the Lord rested after the creation. But it is also the day whereon this same Lord rested in his glorious sepulchre. Let us then honor this second mystery, which even more than the first reveals to us the love of the Son of God for man. Let us give him our Saturday's homage by addressing him in these words of the Mozarabic Breviary. Capitula. O Christ, the Son of God, thou rest of our souls, who didst observe the repose of the Sabbath by resting in the tomb, that thou, who on this day didst heretofore rest from all the work of thy creation, mightest also on the same rest in the sepulchre. Hereby truly keeping holy that day, whose evening is the beginning of our first day of the Sabbath, which is likewise the eighth day, that thou, who commandedst light to shine forth out of darkness, mightest by thy resurrection appear in the flesh. So direct the course of our lives in the path of all holiness, that in these 7 days of the world's duration, on each of which the Lamb is slain and the Pasch is celebrated for us, we may live in such wise as to secure our salvation, and may daily be found worthy to celebrate the true Pasch, pure from the leaven of malice, that thus, by a holiness pleasing to thee, we may so rest on this day from all our works, that we may deserve to receive the glory of the resurrection on the eighth day, that is, the eternal day. The Greek Church shall provide us today with a hymn in honor of the resurrection. We take the following stanzas from its liturgy for Easter Sunday. In Dominica Resurrectionis. Thou didst descend, O Christ, into the bowels of the earth, and break the eternal bolts which held thy holy ones captive. And on the third day, like Jonas, thou didst rise from the tomb. Thou, O Jesus, didst leave unbroken the seal when rising from the tomb, as thou didst leave Mary's virginity perfect when born of her. Thou openest to us the gates of heaven. My Savior, thou freely offeredst thyself to the Father, a living host, for, as God, thou couldst not be slain, and, by thy rising from the tomb, thou didst raise up all the children of Adam. Thou didst truly descend into the tomb, O immortal God, but thou didst break the power of hell and rise as a conqueror. Thou saidst to the women that brought their perfumes, Hail! Thou gavest peace to thine apostles, O thou that givest resurrection to the fallen. We celebrate the destruction of death, the overthrow of hell, the first fruits of a new and eternal life. With joy we sing hymns to the Creator, the one only God of our fathers, the infinitely glorious One. O truly sacred and festive, saving and bright night, the harbinger of the sunny day of the resurrection, whereon the light eternal rose from the tomb and shed his beams upon all men. Come, let us participate in the new fruit of the vine, and in the divine joy, for it is the glorious day of Christ's resurrection and kingdom. Let us praise him in our hymns as the God who liveth forever. O Sion, lift up thine eyes round about and see, for children shining as lights with the brightness of God upon them have come to thee from the west and north, from the south sea and the east. In thee they give praise to Christ forever. O divine, O welcome, O thy most sweet word, O Jesus, thou hast promised, and the promise cannot fail, that thou wilt abide with us even to the end of the world. It is the anchor of hope to us, thy faithful servants, and makes us glad. O Jesus, our great and most holy Pasch, O wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may live according to the model thou hast given us, and enjoy with thee the never-ending day of thy kingdom. In the proper offices of the Order of the Holy Sepulchre, there is given the following beautiful hymn, which we offer to our readers as being most appropriate to the day. Hymn. Be glad, my soul, and sing the wonders of the glorious sepulchre, whence came thy Christ, as heretofore, from the womb of his virgin mother. Thus was it foretold by the truthful prophets. He was conceived in the pure womb of a virgin mother. So, too, he was buried in a tomb, wherein no other man had been placed. From both he comes the glorious Jesus, as infant first, and then as man. The mother, after long ages of hope, brings him forth created in mortal flesh. The tomb, though none had hoped it, restores him clad in immortality. Mary wrapped him in swathing bands, the sepulchre held him in the winding sheet. He is born for the world's salvation from the womb of his mother. He rises from the tomb after our salvation has been wrought. The mother nursed him for the cross, the tomb for glory. O thrice holy sanctuary, beautified with the blood of the Lamb of God, let earth and sea and heaven venerate thee. How strange to call that a sepulchre whence life was born. Glory and honor be forever to the Most High God, to the Father, Son, and Holy Paraclete, one praise and power for everlasting ages. Amen. And lastly, let us turn to the Blessed Mother, for this is her day. Let us congratulate her upon the resurrection of her divine Son, in the words of this devout sequence, taken from the ancient missals of the churches of Germany. Sequence. Give praise, O Mother, to thy risen Jesus, who reigns triumphant over the Prince of Death. Cease thy mourning, for Jesus, the fruit of thy womb, is restored to life and visits thee. His death was thy cross, his passion the sword that cruelly pierced thy heart. But now, sing a hymn of joy and be glad because of his resurrection. He was crucified, but now he is risen from the tomb and has taken thee to his heavenly court. Pray to him for us, we beseech thee, that we may rise from our sins to everlasting joy. Amen.